Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard. It's another edition of Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell along the way. Bailey Peck is in all week long. Well, except for tomorrow. We will have Mr. Daniel Ogden tomorrow. But we talk the world of sports here for the next hour and opening day of the Major League Baseball playoffs. And we had some excitement. We really did. And we got Yankees, Red Sox coming up. And then we got Cincinnati and Dodgers to bring home and drop the curtain on the first day of the playoffs. Listen, Eric Skubal's going to, he displayed exactly why he's going to win his second American League Cy Young Award. He whipped 14 today, but the Cleveland Guardians trailing 2-1 in the ninth, and Jose Ramirez hits a bullet up the middle. Javi Baez perfectly in place, makes a great play. I mean, it wasn't perfect. He had to lunge for it. Gets up, throws a one-hopper. And Spencer Torkelson, who is responsible for the go-ahead run for Detroit, or the first run for Detroit, playing first base, you know, does the whirly bird, tries to pick it clean, and then ends up booting the ball down the right field line. Ramirez sprints over to second and on into third. Nobody out, man at third. And they don't score the tying run. They lose it 2-1, and Will Vest nailed it down. But Ramirez got caught in a one-out pickle on a Baltimore chop to Vest at the mound, and he did the right thing. He came plateward and then got the ball back, or he faked it plateward, and then ran over to third, chased down Ramirez, and that was the second out that a pop-up, and Javi Baez snared the final fly ball in shallow left to end it. So 2-1 Detroit. Goes to show you, the collapse by the Tigers means nothing. It's ancient history now. All right, just like the Yankees, Red Sox getting ready tonight. The Yankees have won 8 in a row against the Sisters of the Poor. So it doesn't matter. It's a new season starting tonight. Also this afternoon, it was Cubbies. Got a couple of home runs. Suzuki and Carson Kelly. Nick Corner with a sac fly. 3-1. The winners are the Cubs in game one. We'll come back. We'll break down the playoffs. Got a lot of college football on a Tuesday, as we always do, with Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, talking the world of sports, and we're doing the baseball playoffs here in the first and last segments today. We'll do a little college football with Mike Griffith. Big Saturday coming up in college football. State of Florida will have it, no question about it. Miami of Florida, Florida State. And then Texas and Florida. Arch Manning will hit the road with the Texas Longhorns. So we'll do that with Mike Griffith coming up. Bregman. Two-out single for the Red Sox in the first. You know, the Red Sox lineup, I don't have a problem with it. The weird lineup is the Yankees today. I tell you what, Aaron Boone, he manages tight. He really does. Red Sox get in his head. He goes with Goldschmidt at first, doesn't use the kid from the Boston area, Ben Rice, because, you know, left-handed swinger against left-handed Garrett Crochet. But Rice has got some pop in that bat, and Goldschmidt's been anything but great this year. Goldschmidt, Judge, Bellinger, Stanton, Rosario at second, Grissom in center, Volpe at short, who can't hit the broadside of a barn, Wells back of the plate, Caballero at third. So Ryan McMahon, who they got from the Rockies, another left-handed swinger. I mean, Crochet owns left-handed hitters. I mean, he just does. So I can see Boone playing that percentage, but he didn't put his best lineup out there. He's got Jazz Chisholm on the bench tonight. He's got 30. He's a 30-30 guy, 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases, and he's sitting out in game one. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? That's what he's doing. Red Sox, they got Ref Snyder, DHing, Story, Bregman, Gonzalez, Navarez. And then Eaton, Duran, Rafaela, Sogard at second behind Crochet tonight. Great matchup. Max Fried, he's been on fire, okay? He is, 9-1 in his last 10 starts, something crazy like that. He's been outstanding, or 7-1 in his last 8 starts, something like that. Hey, he's a premier lefty, but so too is Crochet. And the Yankees have won 9 of 10, 8 straight. But they, you know, they finished up with the Orioles. They, I think, what did they have? 6 of those games against the Orioles. I forgot. Maybe it was the Rays, somewhere in there. But they didn't play anybody down the stretch, and that's why they made a big run towards the division. But Toronto took care of business Sunday against the Rays to wrap up the division. So there we go. That sets the stage tonight for Yankees, Red Sox, and then we get Reds, Dodgers. Let's go back to, I mean, Jose Ramirez, what are you thinking? Nobody out, you're at third base. And then, you know, then there's the one out. Okay, I got that, the strikeout, which is a great job out of Will Vest. He gets the strikeout. and but it won out, and then you get a Baltimore chop. To, if you're going to commit, you go and you dive head first. You know the old, wide slide, and try to get in there between the catcher and the plate with your hand. They had overturned a call previously in the game on an identical play. They called him out at the plate, but then they go to the replay. Boom, he got his hand in between the catcher's legs, and he's safe. But Ramirez, major base-running blunder. And I'm telling you, that's what it is in postseason. Games and series, especially in a 2-out-of-3, we may go back to that play and say that's where the series turned, because the game turned right there. It was over. It was over. Because, you know, then, the runner's on, obviously, on a fielder's choice. And then the pop-up to shallow left, Baez tucks it away. Game, set, match, and Detroit gets one in Cleveland. So they'll be back at it tomorrow, and we shall see. Cubs going to give them credit. Down 1-0 in that game. And then Pivetta finally got to the fifth and gave up the 2 home runs. Suzuki hit the first one. I don't think they were back-to-back. I ducked away for a minute. There might have been an out in between. They could have been back-to-back, but then Carson Kelly hits one. He's a Chicago kid, too, so that's kind of a big deal for him. You know, a young player coming home to his hometown gets a big dinger. 2-1, they get a pad run. Nick Horner with a sac fly. 3-1, Cubbies over the Padres. And this idea, you know, I was thinking, you know, San Diego would be very ripe here. But listen, Machado isn't delivering. Tatis isn't delivering. They're just not getting timely hitting. And Pivetta didn't pitch horrible, but he didn't pitch great either. So, and the Cubs got, you know, they did. They got great pitching, and Keller came in there to mow it down and take care of business. So great job out of the Cubs. They go up 1-0, and away we go. So you look at that. So the winner of that Cubs-San Diego series is going to get the Brewers, and then we got the Dodgers-Cincinnati tonight. Winner of that series will get the Phillies. So Seattle waits for the outcome. Detroit, Cleveland edge Detroit, obviously, and Red Sox, and the Yankee winner will get Toronto. So that's where we kind of sit here as we head into the night. We'll keep an eye during this hour on the scoreboard with that Yankees Red Sox game, and then 9:08 Eastern time we get first pitch on the West Coast with the Dodgers hosting the Cincinnati Reds. Some other baseball stuff, you know, the managers thing. We'll get real quick. Obviously, we had Rocco Baldelli let go yesterday. The Giants fired Bob Melvin. Bruce Bochy is out in Texas. It sounded like Bochy did not want to go. It sounded like he wanted to maybe manage another year. Ron Washington's also out with the Angels. Of course, he had quadruple bypass. He's had some health issues, so hence that move. But it looks like Texas wanted Skip Schumacher. And, of course, he was with the Marlins, and now that they, you know, the Marlins cut him loose, and he was kind of like, the, you know, they, Texas had their eye on him. So they figured, you know, Bochy, you know, he's got to go, because if we give Bochy another year, then we're not going to get our guy Schumacher. So that's basically what happened there. At least that's what it sounds like. I heard an interview today about that. Don Kelly stays with the Pirates. And now Buster Posey is commissioned with, you know, finding a new skipper for the Giants. Twins, the same thing. Baldelli, you know, listen, he, Rhode Island guy, New England guy, he's going to land on his feet. I think he'll get another crack at a managerial job. But the Twins faltered and faltered badly this year. I mean, what'd they lose? 91 games? 92 games? I mean, it was 70 and 92. So, you know, you're what, 22 games below 500. That's tough on the box office. That's tough on the front office. So hence they make that move. So that's not a shocker. Anybody else? No, I think that's it. So in terms of the managers, you know, Baltimore got rid of Hyde midseason. You know, Baltimore was, even before midseason, Baltimore was one of the biggest surprises in a negative way this year. I mean, they came off a great year the year before. They looked like they were going to hit the ground running, got off to a slow start, and Baltimore never found their bearings this year. I mean, they went through a few little stretches where they, you know, they played better, but for the most part, they had a real tough, tough stretch, and the season got away from them. So that's where we are right now with some of the offseason. But right now, it's about the playoffs, and we got Yankees and Red Sox underway. And this matchup, I'm telling you right now, this Crochet Max Fried, if the Red Sox can get this one tonight, steal this first game, all the pressure is going to be on the Yankees. Now, the Red Sox, you know, obviously don't have their best player in Anthony. he's out with the oblique. He went out right after Labor Day. So that hurts. He's only been down three and a half weeks. And they said, you know, it's probably going to be for the season. Maybe in the next round or the round after that, should they get that far. So you got that. But the thing is with the Red Sox is now you got Giolito who cannot go in game three. So they're probably going to go with Early or Kyle Harrison, who they got from the Giants in the Rafael Devers trade. But so I really feel like given that situation with no Giolito, you get Bayo tomorrow. The Red Sox almost have to win tonight. They have to win tonight. If they win tonight, I think they win the series. If they lose tonight, I think the Yankees will, even though they won eight straight against a lot of bad teams, I think the Red Sox will fold. I do. I don't think Bayo can do it. But there again, what am I saying here? I'm saying if Crochet wins tonight, Bayo loses tomorrow, then you come back on Thursday with Harrison, who has been very good. He has been good, but is he going to be up to real good in a tight spot like the Bronx, Yankee Stadium, in a winner-take-all game three? That's the question you got to ask yourself, is can he handle that pressure? All right, so that's the baseball. That gets us started here. We got Mike Griffith. He is ready to go. Atlanta Journal Constitution. College football is going to be huge this weekend. State of Florida, SEC came off a big week. Notre Dame, Boise State this Saturday doesn't get you too pumped up, but they got NC State and some other big games coming down the pike as well. We're coming back here. It is Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Let's get him in here. Man, I love Tuesdays. I really do. You know, he's always going to bring his A game. He never mails it in. Michael Griffith with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, our college football national insider. And away we go. Michael, welcome aboard. How are you? Marty along the way?
Oh, doing great, Marty. Great weekend of college football.
Yeah, let's look back before we look forward. I don't know how good, I don't know how good Alabama is, but they did something a lot of people didn't think they'd do, and that was to go into Athens on Saturday, and now here comes Vandy, and they got some payback on their mind in Tuscaloosa on Saturday. But let's start right with Georgia-Alabama game you were at. Kirby have a rough day Saturday, in your opinion? Let me hear.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, Alabama came out on fire. You got to give Ryan Grubb, the new offensive coordinator at Alabama, a lot of credit, a lot of game planning going into that. A really nice script. They came out and converted their first 8 third downs, jumped out to a 14-0 lead in the first quarter, really dominated. Really a case of some good prep by Alabama. And Ty Simpson, you know, currently 2 in the Heisman odds. I mean, this guy looked fantastic. They put up 24 first half points, and Marty, it turned out to be enough. If you'd have told me Alabama wouldn't score in the second half, I'd have thought Georgia would come from 24-14 down. But a dropped touchdown pass by a freshman and a missed block by another freshman on a 4th-and-1, and the Crimson Tide ends a 33-game home win streak by Georgia.
Why didn't Kirby kick the field goal there? Why didn't he kick the field goal?
Because Ty Simpson played a really good football game, and you tie the game and you give the opportunity to Ty Simpson to drive for a field goal, and shows a lot of respect for the Alabama offense. Even though they didn't score in the second half, they moved the ball effectively, and I think Georgia felt like they had them dead to rights with the play. They did. Alabama was misaligned, and had the freshman laid down a block, Georgia would have scored a touchdown there and gone ahead. So, matter of failure to execute in the clutch.
Mike Griffith with us, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Where do we go with Ole Miss? I mean, that's a heck of a win. Granted, it's at home, but that is a great job. Lane Kiffin's got the Rebs in a really good spot right now through the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. Let's get your take on Ole Miss, LSU Falls, and great job out of the Rebs. Let's hear about Ole Miss.
Yeah, fantastic job by Kiffin and Chambliss. You know, this guy was at Ferris State, Marty. You're not expecting SEC championship quarterbacks to transfer out of there, and a backup nonetheless. So great job by Ole Miss. They have Washington State this week and then a bye week. And then they'll play Georgia in Athens. So Ole Miss sitting pretty atop the SEC right now. Lane Kiffin with a dynamic offense and has to hope that his defense comes to play against Georgia.
You know, Mike, it might be one of these years where, you know, if we jump to conclusions, you know, when the football season starts, whether it's high school, college, or pro, we tend to overreact. I think it's going to have to play out this year. You just mentioned, I mean, Georgia's got Kentucky this week, but, you know, they got Ole Miss down the road. So these one losses that sometimes we overreact to in the media, I think it's going to have to play out this year. And it does every year, but this year more than ever. It just seems like it's going to be topsy-turvy. Maybe there's a few notable exceptions, but is that how you see it going so far? Is that what you're, as you crystal ball things going?
Oh, for sure. You know, a lot of parity in college football. You know, you got a couple teams in the Big Ten there, Oregon and Ohio State, that I think have a distinct talent advantage over their opponents, but a lot of parity across college football. And, you know, that Oregon win at Penn State, you can't talk enough about that. I think the Ducks should be number one. That was a tremendous win. I thought James Franklin's team did a nice job coming back. And, you know, they may see each other once again. You got a 12-team playoff field and a top-heavy Big Ten. I'd expect Oregon and Penn State both to make the college football playoff. And, you know, meanwhile in the SEC, you know, you got probably 5 or 6 teams fighting for 3 or 4 spots this year.
All right, let's get to one more in the SEC, and then we'll go ahead to this coming Saturday. The state of Florida is obviously going to be illuminated big time, and I do want to throw in my obligatory take on Iowa State as they go on the road to Cincinnati as a slight underdog. But, you know, Vanderbilt, Clark Lee, I mean, we keep saying it, but they're outstanding. They got a quarterback that gets it done. I mean, if they could ever beat Alabama again, this time, you know, I mean, back-to-back years, but it's going to be a, you know, no sneaking up on the Crimson Tide. Is there any letdown factor in play at all for the Tide having gone into Athens and beating Georgia last week? Or is it because they lost to Vandy last year, there's no way they're going to let down Saturday? Let me hear your take on that game.
Yeah, I don't think there's any room for letdown in the SEC any week. And, you know, you're right, Diego Pavia has done a tremendous job. He's dynamic. And, you know, another guy that, you know, probably ought to get a close look for the Heisman Trophy in terms of being a candidate. I think he's legit. I think Vanderbilt's legit. You know, that's an experienced football team. You mentioned Clark Lee. I think he's done a great job there. And, you know, Vanderbilt, as long as they stay healthy, I think they have an opportunity. So that's going to be an interesting game in Tuscaloosa. You look back to the loss to Florida State and the mobile quarterback and the problems he created for the Alabama defense. There's some real questions about the Alabama defense. Could see a lot of points in Tuscaloosa on Saturday.
No doubt about it. Mike Griffith, all right. Am I crazy or do I see Texas taking, do I see Florida taking Texas right to the woodshed? Not necessarily winning the game. I think Florida is very dangerous. That is a desperate team right now. I don't know about the health of that team. We know Napier is in a really, really, you know, tight spot. You know, we're seeing coaches getting let go midseason. We don't see that happening. How about Texas, Florida before we look at Miami of Florida and Florida State? So tell me about Texas and the Gators. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, we saw the Gators last year come out of a bye week and play really good football, and we saw them beat Ole Miss last year, pretty much knock Ole Miss out of the playoffs. You just got to wonder, Marty, about the health of DJ Lagway. You know, yep. Awful rusty at the start of the year through multiple interceptions against LSU. It is a really good defense at Florida. Texas, hard to say. It looked like Arch got back on track in the last game, but hasn't really played any level of competition since CFL State. So we'll find out a little bit more about Texas. They've had a favorable schedule. They've got some momentum coming off a bye week. We'll find out about the Gators. We'll see what an off week. Texas did play last week, but they played a poor opponent. Florida coming off a bye week. We'll see where DJ Legway's at and if he's healthy and can find some offensive rhythm. We certainly know that the Swamp is one of the more difficult places to play.
All right, Miami of Florida, here we go against Florida State. This is a huge spot here. I like the Hurricanes here, but the Seminoles, I just think they got caught napping, and Virginia's better than people realize. I mean, the Cavaliers look really, really good, and, you know, Florida State came back in that game, and for the Cavaliers to blow that lead and then to reclaim the lead and win that game was something else. Give me a take on Florida State. Maybe taking Virginia lightly, and now they try to gear up for Miami. This ought to be a hell of a game. Let me hear.
Yeah, it really should. You know, Virginia really found its groove, and you got to give them credit. You know, you don't see Virginia football win those kind of games very often. And field storming was probably a bit much. I think we need to look at that. That's pretty dangerous in this day and age. I'm glad that I don't think there was anyone hurt seriously, but that was a very, very dangerous field storm there. Really poor job of security by Virginia. They need to, beef that up a little bit. You know, the last time Carson Beck played Miami, it was a bowl game record in terms of Carson Beck played Florida State in Miami in the Orange Bowl a couple of years ago. It was a bowl game record. I believe Georgia won 63-3. I don't know if there's any revenge factor for Florida State. I think most of those guys are gone. There was a lot of those portal guys that didn't show up to begin with. I know Mike Norvell probably remembers Carson Beck, but this is a big game for Miami. I mean, they're a top five team. You know, they look like a national championship contender, and you know, this is a chance for them to really apply themselves, assert themselves atop the ACC. So you pointed it out, Doak Campbell Stadium. It's going to be raucous. It's going to be a hungry, angry Florida State team that may have overlooked Virginia, may have looked past them to this Miami game. The Hurricanes are coming off of a bye. They kind of won kind of ugly against Florida. They found a way to get it done. We'll find out what happens. Miami-Florida State, to me, probably going to be one of the best games of the year. I expect a four-quarter game there.
Yeah, and I agree with you 1,000%. Oregon's the best team in the country right now. You can tell me about Ohio State till you're blue in the face. They haven't beaten anybody. Washington, this week they got Minnesota. I can't even go to the Buckeyes. You know, Dabo against Belichick. I mean, I'll throw that out there before I get to Cincinnati-Iowa State to wrap up, but you know, I don't know. Belichick, you get the lawsuit now. You got the girlfriend on the sideline. You got all these distractions. Dabo's having a year where, you know, I mean, the Clemson-North Carolina game is almost like going and watching a train wreck, two train wrecks. Where do you go at Clemson? Where do you go at Clemson in the Tar Heels this week?
Yeah, you know, tough start for Dabo Swinney. I mean, he's done miraculous things there in a really small town, and just Clemson just not built for this NIL era. And, you know, you think back to Dabo beating Nick Saban and taking down Alabama twice when nobody else could. I mean, again, the guy hasn't forgotten how to coach, but the game's caught up to Clemson. And, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know, Bill Belichick, I mean, let's face it. I mean, this has not worked out well. Too many distractions. North Carolina turning over carte blanche. Some really embarrassing things happening there to a program like North Carolina. This is, you know, I think it was a good idea. It was an interesting experiment, but you know, this thing's gone up in smoke fast.
No question.
Expect Clemson to win that game. And, you know, I don't think Clemson can make the college football playoff right now. I suppose there's a mathematical chance. They somehow managed to get in last year with a few losses. But right now, Clemson has to save face and win this game. And if you're North Carolina, basketball season probably can't get here soon enough.
Do you think Iowa State, if they beat Cincinnati, I mean, you can't, the schedule is who it is, but you know, every week I'm going to ask you about Matt Campbell and the Clones. We have a lot of people listening that are, you know, I mean, they play Cincinnati. I mean, when you evaluate, you fill out your poll each week, where do you put a team like Iowa State? Where do you put them?
Marty, you love this program, but I'm going to be honest with you. I just can't wrap my mind around Iowa. I can't take them seriously yet. They've been close. The guy does a great job coaching. Speaking of limited resources, I mean, I don't know. Are they the best team in the Big 12? Is it BYU? Is it Texas Tech? I got to see more. I just, you know, beating Iowa and beating Kansas State just doesn't move the needle for me. And yet I know you've got a passion for this program. And who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they'll be the Cinderella story. But right now, when I go to my ballot, it's not the first team I'm looking for, and I kind of feel obligated to put them up there with the other Power Four unbeaten, to be quite honest.
You got it, Mike. We'll talk to you next week. Talk to you sooner. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Marty.
Don't go
away. I appreciate it.
You gotcha. On Sports Overnight America.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Talk of the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, along with our good buddy Bailey Peck, doing an outstanding job for us. Daniel Ogden will be with us tomorrow, and then Bailey will be back with us Thursday and Friday. Wouldn't you know it, Anthony Volpe of the Yankees, their shortstop, he has had a horrible year, defensively, offensively. I mean, there was talk they were going to send him down to the minors, and he hits a home run, second inning, two outs, nobody on, 1-0 Yankees over the Red Sox right now. We'll keep you posted. One run will not decide this game. It may be a one-run game, but it's not going to be a 1-0 game. Now, the minute I say that, it might. So there you go. You know, if you look at the if you look at the Red Sox Yankees statistically, there's a couple of surprises. First of all, the Yankees led Major League Baseball in home runs this year. They had 274 home runs. Red Sox had 186. They were ranked 15th, right smack dab in the middle. The Yankees were number one in runs. They were third in on-base percentage. The Red Sox hit a little bit better, but you know what? A team average of 254 Red Sox, 251 Yankees, you're splitting hairs there. But what I felt, the Red Sox defensively were worse than the Yankees, and the Yankees were not a good defensive team. I mean, they committed almost 100 errors this year. But the Red Sox were, if not dead last, they were close to dead last. They had 116 errors this year. The Yankee starting pitching ERA was better, 3.61 to 3.92. The Red Sox bullpen, though, number two in Major League Baseball. And, you know, Adrolis Chapman was the big reason. He's had a career year. But you got to get to him. You got to have that lead going into the ninth. Pitching-wise, you know, advantage Red Sox, but not terms of start, and not in terms of starting pitching, but just in terms of, you know, the back end of the bullpen. And I think the starting pitching is a wash, if you want to know the truth. To wit, what we're seeing tonight, Crochet against Max Fried. I mean, that's as good as it gets. So this should be a low-scoring game tonight, but Volpe homers in the second, 1-0 Yankees. So we will keep an eye on that. All right, like we told you earlier in the day, Cubbies get a win 3-1 over the Padres, and you had Cleveland squander an opportunity, bottom of the ninth, trailing 2-1, and Ramirez leads off and hits a sharp one hopper that Javi Baez makes. I mean, he's perfectly positioned back a second, dives, comes up with it, throws from his knees, one hop. Torkelson tries to, you know, whirly bird it, you know, swing that arm around to scoop it out of the dirt. All he had to do was to play it on one hop. And maybe Ramirez beats out an infield hit. But anyways, the ball ends up going off his leg down the right field line. And Ramirez heads up base running, gets into third. But that heads up base running didn't last, because then he makes a boneheaded base running play and gets caught in a rundown between home and third with one out on a comebacker to the mound, where Will Vest makes a very heady play and makes a head. Doesn't throw the ball. He just runs right at him in between home and third and forces him back towards the base and then fakes like he's going to throw. And Ramirez ducks, turns towards home, gets tagged out, and that's all she wrote. So huge, huge base running blunder by Ramirez. And the Guardians, look at, you know, in a 2 out of 3 series, it's a play like that that can ultimately be the difference between, you know, winning a series and losing a series. And, you know, continuing on, obviously, and getting knocked out. So the Ramirez base running blunder couldn't have been more huge. And if you had told me with nobody out and a runner at third, and your next hitter up is a left-hander, and I'm trying to think who it was. I'll have to look that up. But he's just got to make contact. I mean, they didn't draw the infield in. They played the infield at medium depth, even with the bag at third, even with the bag at first. Second baseman was in a step or two. The play on a ground ball, the play is probably going to get the out, and you know what? We'll play for extra innings. Unless it's a sharply hit ball, then you're coming plateward with it. But that's not what happened. As you know, they strike, the next guy up strikes out, and then you get the comebacker to the mound, base running blunder, two outs, runner at first, and the air, you could just fear the air go out of the stands and go out of the crowd in Cleveland. They knew it. They went from absolute jubilation to devastation in a matter of two batters. It was just, it was painful to watch. All right, so advantage Detroit. I picked them anyways. I think the Tigers will get it done, but you know, you still gotta win. You gotta win one more. So and like I said, I don't think Cleveland's gonna roll over, but that was a tough one today. That one stung. There's a chance for some carryover into tomorrow with that base running blunder. No question about it. All right, so we'll put that one on mothballs right now. Yankees 1-0 over the Red Sox, and then the Cubs 3-1 over San Diego. Look, San Diego didn't hit the ball today. Didn't hit the ball. And when they did, you know, they didn't cash in. They need the Machados. They need Tatis. They need that firepower. And, you know, San Diego has been a very, very, you know, Jekyll and Hyde team, you know, on their best and streaky in a good way to beat anybody. They'll play with anybody. And then they just inexplicably just looked horrible at times this year. And so, you know, and they say the Dodgers were very, you know, the Dodgers, you know, obviously defending world champions, and with Ohtani and with that lineup and with the pitching when it's healthy, you know, you can make the case that the, you know, the Dodgers, again, same way, very streaky. I mean, there was a lot of parity in baseball this year. You know, there was some runaway division races that ultimately flipped. I mean, Cleveland came from 15 down to win that division, 15 and a half, in fact. And the Dodgers, you know, never, you know, for a while there, they got off to a great start. We saw the Mets this year get off to a 45-24 start, did not get into the playoffs, went down to the final season, couldn't get a win on Sunday over the Marlins. And if they do, they're in the playoffs. Not only do they not win, they get shut out 4-0. And, you know, the Mets have just been blasted by the New York tabloids. Daily News, Post, the New York media, they're all at talk shows. They're going nuts. I mean, $380 million payroll, and you don't have a postseason bid, and you got owner Steve Cohen, you know, going to social media apologizing to the fans. And Mendoza, the manager, survives. They'll bring him back. I don't think he was the cause of it. I mean, and I'm not making excuses, but the Mets had a ton of injuries this year. But you got to find a way to win that game on Sunday. And Lindor had a crazy, crazy year. Soto got off to a slow start, but then Soto put up great numbers. He wasn't the problem. Alonso came back on a one-year deal. He had an unbelievable year. He made himself a ton of money, and he opted out. The plane wasn't even warmed up in Miami to fly back to New York, and Alonso announced that he's opting out. So he goes back into free agency. He didn't get his payday last year. He's going to get it, and he's already hinting that Boston very well could be on his shopping list. He's always liked the idea of Fenway. He loves that ballpark. He loves the Green Monster, but he's got to remember that wall, 37 feet high, will giveth and taketh away. It'll give you home runs, and it'll take home runs away. And there's not one slugger, a right-handed slugger, that won't tell you that. They'll say, yeah, I hit some balls three-quarters of the way up that wall that would be out of most ballparks. And guess what? It's a single in Fenway Park, or a double at best, if you don't get a clean carom off the wall. So that's where we are right now. And again, we will keep you updated. Let me get you a scoreboard update. I love doing this. And again, the Red Sox have had two hits so far. So bottom of the third, two outs. Yankees 1-0 on the Volpe home run, a solo shot in the second. So that's where we are right now. We'll head to the fourth inning. That game, I'll tell you right now, with those two pitchers, maybe it is going to be a 1-0 or 2-1 game. But I'll tell you this, it won't go 2.5 hours. Probably go, unless it goes extra frames, it'll probably go like 2 hours and 30 minutes with these two pitchers, Fried and Crochet. So, and then we get ready for Dodgers Reds with the winner getting the Phillies. Here's what I think about that. Cincinnati with the starting pitching, I like the fact that they, you know, Roberts and Francona, I mean, this is unbelievable. Roberts was part of that team in October that came from 3-0 down. So, you know, Francona and Roberts, obviously there's going to be a connection there. I think the managerial matchup with the Reds and the Dodgers is going to be something that, you know, the media is going to latch onto. Television will illuminate it tonight. But listen, Cincinnati's dangerous. They went into Milwaukee. They got 2 out of 3. They obviously got some help. The Brewers didn't really need to fully extend. I'm not saying the Brewers tanked. They didn't. But the Reds did a good job. And Francona gets him into the postseason his first year in that dugout. And listen, if they were to steal tonight's game, if Cincinnati goes in there and grabs that first game, you could see a former defending champion singing for their supper in game two. And it's the minute you think you say it is unlikely, but it's possible. So that'll be interesting to watch Francona and the Cincinnati Reds and the Dodgers go at it. And obviously the Phillies wait at the top end of the bracket with the winner of that Cincinnati LA series drawing Philly. And Milwaukee, the one seed with the best record in baseball, at the bottom of that bracket, and they're waiting the outcome of San Diego and the Cubbies. And the Cubbies took a big step forward today. If Chicago can win that series, you'll get a Chicago-Milwaukee series, and that will be huge in the Midwest because that's a bus trip. You know, the Brewers take a bus to Chicago, and the Cubbies take a bus up to Milwaukee. No need to fly. So that'll be a interesting series, but you still got to win one more game. And, you know, I was starting to think here, too, before we head to break, and I'll give you a two-minute drill out the door tonight, into the night, into the early morning hours. I was thinking, you know, how many of these first four series will go to three games? You know, and you know, you before they start, you say to yourself, well, most likely they'll all go to three, right? Not always. I mean, we could see El Sweepos. You know, Yankees win tonight. They're going to be favored in game two. I don't trust Bayo in game two for Boston. And no Giolito in game three, as we told you. You could see Detroit, you know, with Cleveland playing great baseball to do what they did down the stretch. And then it starts over again. It's a whole new season. And then the way Cleveland let that game get away in the ninth inning could have a carryover. And, you know, obviously if you get the Cubbies, get good pitching, and they got the two home runs today in the fifth, which was huge. And then the back end of that bullpen did an outstanding job for the Cubbies. They nail it down, and San Diego's not hit right now. So maybe we only get one of these series to go three in the best 2 out of 3 opening round. All right, we'll come back, give you a two-minute drill to take you home into the night. We'll have the Riches, Jeff and Jen, again tonight. Coming back, don't go away.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
All right, down the home stretch we go here on Sports Overnight America. All right, Red Sox batting in the fourth, and Bregman strikes out. So 1-0 Yankees. Volpe, a solo home run. Horrible year. Almost demoted down to AAA. And who homers? He had a big home run last year in the World Series against the Dodgers, too. So, you know, Volpe may be Mr. October, but it's only September 30th, right? All right. Well, part of the show will air on October 1st. So away we go. And here we are in October baseball playoffs. All right. So Yankees 1-0. Long way to go in this one. Hey, a little shout out tonight. Game 5. Speaking of a, you know, Phoenix knocked out Minnesota. Of course, the Lynx went out in a swirl of controversy with the coach going nuts on the officials and all Collier's injury. And so Minnesota heavily favored. The Lynx are out. The Phoenix Mercury are in. They await the outcome of tonight's game between the Las Vegas Aces and the Caitlin Clarkless, Sophie Cunninghamless Indiana Fever in Vegas tonight. So Fever and Aces, the winner moves on to the WNBA Finals. I think it's going to be an all-desert final with Vegas and Phoenix. But, yeah, so Minnesota. But you got to give the Indiana Fever a lot of credit. I mean, you really do. No Clark, no Sophie Cunningham, both out with injuries. And that team has really come together. And Kelsey Mitchell's been a big part of it. And Aaliyah Boston's had an outstanding season. So you got to give the Indiana Fever a lot of credit. But you know what? They feel like they can go in there and get that game. And don't forget, they won game one out there in Vegas. So let's see if they can do it again tonight. So we got a little WNBA to keep us entertained tonight if one of these baseball games gets out of hand. But right now, Yankees 1-0 over the Red Sox in middle innings. Dodgers and Cincinnati gearing up. Great job out of Mike Griffith. Outstanding work out of him as always. Back at it tomorrow on a Wednesday with Daniel Ogden. Bailey Peck, outstanding work out of you as always. Stay tuned for top of the hour update across the way. And get ready for the Riches. Jeff and Jen, alternating hours with yours truly, Marty Terrell, here on Sports Overnight America. Adios from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.